a motion to want to...
Just a suggestion, and I think it's maybe Susan or whoever, you know, the assessor makes a recommendation how this can be...
uniformly.
Yeah.
Approach. And that's what you just asked, right? You
can't, right. I've got to do everybody in the floodplain. Now I need to do that because that's fair, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody else in here that has an appeal that has to do with a floodplain?
It has what?
Has to do with a floodplain. You're being in a floodplain. Okay, no. Okay, well, I think if we wanted to make that motion, I don't know how many other people we have coming in on these, but if you go back based on this, you've got a couple of weeks now. You may be able to solve some of those that are on appeal.
Her book is closed.
I can't touch it.
Yeah, we are the ones that make the changes at this point.
You have to do
and
that.
It's whether the, it doesn't matter whether it's on the appeal or not, we can make that change.
Okay. All right.
So do you have a motion in that regard?
Again,
the suggestions don't work. I mean, it's not, and not that it doesn't work with you. I'm saying at this point.
I'm looking for consistency.
I really don't want to come in here again in 2 years either. It's not something I enjoy doing.
But I would recommend that there be a 25% discount on assessed value if it's in a floodplain.
Floodplain is defined by what the Corps of Engineers on all residential property.
It's pretty clear where it's at, and the current program does not factor it in.
We're not just talking about this neighborhood, though. Of course, we're talking about
floodplain.
So does that count the Branson Landing too? Because we know they flood.
So.
Not their apartments.
Okay, and modify that as stands for 1-4 family residential. You guys help me out, but some commercial projects know they're in a floodplain and they build above it and they've done.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So. In other words, if they're just, I mean, he's got a situation where he can't even get in his driveway, so I mean, he's close enough, and I mean, I understand that. His insurance goes up, but for those projects that build down there where it doesn't do anything to their value, where because they know where they are and they prepare for it, I don't know that we want to do that. I mean, we shouldn't give them a discount just because they happen to pick floodplain. That's my only concern.
Because you've got Lakewood Estates too. My mother's there. I mean, we can give her a 25% off too.
Yeah.
Well, there's not an issue. I mean, I think we have enough taxes going on anyway, but it's the...
I don't want to throw water on the fire, but we have dwellings down there that have not been taken out on Foggy River, and they bought them with... They're gutted, and they've no doubt paid cash for them. They're nightly rentals now. So they carry, a commercial...
They're supposed to be...
At least today they do.
I don't think, to me, and I don't want to do your job for you, but... Those people are probably, they're taking a big chance here because they probably don't have any insurance on them, right?
Yeah.
So, Dwayne, thank you for coming in. Sorry you had to do all this work again. I hope you don't have to do this again. I hope that my work isn't undone in the future. You can go ahead and have it.
I'll keep those if you want.
All these?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That
so,
I think
it would involve a lot more study because there's different situations.
There's different properties.
I don't want to make a recommendation, but I would ask that our assessor maybe research it.
She can't do anything.
Not
at this point.
The book's closed.
We're the ones. I mean, we can do
it. He's talking about yours going forward.
Going forward.
Yeah. Okay. Some more reading. Thank you.
Apologize for the
15 minutes. So
I need to know going forward, like I said, as he said, they're getting houses that are gutted across the street. They're putting new stuff. I can still do new things in 2022. Am I applying a 25% discount to everybody?
I think surely assessors talk to other assessors and maybe there's not all things are assessed the same way, and I think if something is in a floodplain, it should be assessed differently.
But the thing is we're looking at true money value for the appraisal, and I brought some stuff here, and it's still selling, and it's selling for big bucks, whether they are in the floodplain or not, and so that's where I'm at.
I think that's irrelevant.
It isn't irrelevant.
It is irrelevant because you go out, you do the job, you assess the property. It's not to tax the people the most amount of money that you can tax somebody.
I don't tax them.
Yes, you do.
No,
it does. The assessment does tax.
It's right here. The assessor shall annually assess all real property, including any new construction and improvements to real property, and possessory interest in real property at percent of its true value in money, set in subsection 5 of this. So anything that I do has to be supposedly within 10% of the true money value. That's where they're going.
Okay, that's what the state tax committee, and I understand it is a hard line to follow. What does Stone County do?
They're supposed to be following the same rules.
Has their funding been withdrawn? Have they been fined for how they operate?
Okay. They haven't refused to work with the state.
Yeah.
I can't make new rules.
I know, but how those rules are applied for decades and times past have been a certain way, and I'm just saying on every single front, the taxes have been raised. They've been raised 14%. Hey, thank you, Dwayne, for coming in.
I'm not done.
Well, Dwayne. I appreciate you coming in. You have shared. I do appreciate what you have shared. And
we'll talk sometime. Okay.
But
to the choir, Jeff. I mean, I don't want to pay more taxes either. But I am not the one who sets the taxes. I only value it.
But how they've been valued is significantly more than what they are now.
But before, because some people were not valued correctly. That's the problem. Some people are not paying for some reason. If your next door neighbor was paying $1.50,
and I'm up for that being addressed, but not on a wholesale basis.
Mr. Chairman, we've got other people here.
Yeah, we do.
Let's take care of them.
All right. Sir, you've been waiting a while.
Thank you.
Tell me who you are.
Doug Helps.
Doug Helps.
He's in America order because I was number one.
Well, and I apologize. It said teleconference here, and I skipped the telephone people to get to the seated people. So my apologies, Mr. Helps. No, you can come on up. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate it.
Mine has been briefer than the past two.
We will work to that.
I'll probably cut my wrists before I get to the car.
We will work to that.
My big deal is I'm Doug Held. I live at 135 North Tuscany in Hollister. I got this handy dandy card from the assessor, and it said that my assessed value for 2020 was $27,540. And my assessed value for 2021 went up to $30,880. That's not bad. It was 12%. I thought, well, that's a little steep. I just moved here from Arkansas. Senior citizens in Arkansas, they don't raise their real estate taxes, nor do they in Texas where I lived before that. So whatever they are when they bought the property, once they become a senior, their taxes stay the same from there on. Obviously, we don't do that in Missouri. Anyway, I called to the assessor's office, and I was referred to one of their people, and was told that my assessed value, in fact, was $33,730. So that 12% increase now became a 22.48% increase. I'm not sure how that happens. I said, how does that happen? I've got this card right here that says $30,880. This person says, I'm sorry, but it's $33,730. I did a little research, made some calls, found out there was a law to cover that. It is 137.115, sections 10 and 11. You can't raise my taxes more than 15% unless you do a physical inspection. There was no physical inspection done. I was never notified of one. Nobody ever came to the house. There wasn't one done. After I filed with the Board of Equalization, I did have two guys from the assessor's office show up. I happened to be out in front of my house, and this white truck pulled up, and it said assessor's office or whatever it said on the side that I knew it was from the. So they kind of slowed down. They came by, kind of looked at my house. So I walked out to the street. Well, the guy stopped, and they got out. I said, are you guys here to do a physical inspection? No, we're just looking around. I called it snooping around, but they called it looking around. I understand from my neighbor they took a picture before they left, but I didn't see that. Anyway, my appeal is, how do we do this? How do you send me one number and then tell me on the phone? And I called back two more times to verify that I had the right number. And how do you raise my taxes 22% when the law clearly says without a physical inspection, you can't raise it over 15? My appeal is it reverts back to 2020 and it stays there until 2023. That's about all I have to say.
Mr. Help, appreciate you coming in. Appreciate you having patience and waiting. I would like to see, and I've talked to some of our state legislators about having some type of cap on the increase for especially senior citizens. I mean, that's nothing we can do here.
Yeah.
That's nothing even really our state legislators could do very easily. And I'm sure Susan would even like to see something like that, but, or I don't want to overstep, but I mean, I'm sure everybody would like to see something happen to where they're not paying the increase. So there's nothing we can do in that regard right now, but, for the future, I'd like to see something like that too, because we have a lot of folks that are being, they're being taxed out of their properties when they go up.
Yeah.
And it's extremely unfortunate. And, the state tax commission says that we cannot factor in any kind of hardship. And, which to me, you know, I'm not saying that somebody that saved money their whole life and budgets it out is in hardship, but, whatsoever whenever the government comes along and raises their taxes by 14% or 22%.
Well, see, I didn't call the assessor's office to appeal. I called the assessor's office, even though it was 12%, and even though I did think that was a lot, I called the assessor's office to find out what the law was, to find out, you know, how it worked, because I knew how it worked where I came from, and I knew how it worked where I'd been before that. So I thought it'd be nice to know how it works here. And that's when, quite by accident, I found out that the number on my card was not the same number that
sure.
I'd be billing before.
So, The bottom line on this, and this is going to be the case on a lot of residential stuff that we're dealing with here, and I apologize in that regard. I mean, I know there was a card that went out, and hey, this is that card that you received. That number there is if it's based on the same levy. You're in the Hollister School District, okay? They have a certain amount of levy that they had last year. They're going to look at all those numbers, and they're going to come out with a levy that's supposed to not increase it by more than a certain amount. Susan, you want to speak to that?
In April, the voters voted to keep the levy the same as last year. So he doesn't have to go back.
So you're saying Hollister School District?
Hollister.
Okay, so Hollister
School District. He worded the levy that way. So.
So the levy will remain the same for the Hollister School District. Thank you for making that point of clarification.
I don't see how the levy affects my assessed values.
Right. So, I mean, do you have your hand raised, David?
No, I was going to ask the assessor what the deal was with the card. Why'd one go out with one and one?
Okay. You know that we got the new layers put in. And on the tablets, I sent you guys the deal that says, and Wesley, you can bring it up by price per square foot and price per land. On Mr. Helt, what happened was we went in on the land and neighbors had been complaining in his area that the values were different. And you have identical condos or duplexes out there. And so when we looked at the layer,
yeah, we're all familiar where it's at.
Well, they're okay. Not identical. Some of them are 1,200 square feet. Some of them are 1,800 square feet.
No, every lot is priced a certain amount out there because they're improved lots and you're in a subdivision. And they are all priced, I believe, it was $22,000. And yours, for some reason, wasn't priced with everybody else.
Okay.
And so we moved
that's
that.
That's all fine and good, but to me that's all totally irrelevant. All we're talking about here is that the state of Missouri has a law that says you can't raise my taxes or you can't raise my assessment more than 15% in 1 year, period. It doesn't say
but you're saying if I don't go out
Payne
there
County
and
does that, it says that's a state of Missouri law.
Okay.
If you go into the change history, you will see we were out in May.